Well, it's been really exciting, but it's been so drawn out. We thought that, you know, we've been trying to watch the TV and watch our computers. And
that was the mood in the Peggy Wilson camp on election night. The Wrangell Republican won 64% of the vote to win another 2 years in the House District 2 seat. Wilson says she was pleased with the results. She says she was also humbled by the support of her constituents.
I'm just looking forward to continuing to work and to advocate for them. And I just want to thank everybody who helped me with my campaign. I couldn't have done it without them. And I just want to thank everybody.
The challenger, Reber Stein, came away with 36% of the vote in a losing effort. The Sitka Democrat says during the race, he was more focused on offering an alternative to the district than beating Wilson.
I feel actually very, very good about what I offered. There's clearly for a candidate from Sitka, when unfortunately very little exchange takes place between Sitka and Petersburg, Sitka and Wrangell.
Stein says his biggest challenge was trying to connect with voters in Wrangell and Petersburg. He says he believes there needs to be a stronger connection among the communities.
This is the deep connections that I believe should exist between Sitka and Petersburg and Wrangell that don't. And it seems to me these communities are turned outward and not looking towards each other. There are a lot that we can all share and gain from each other that doesn't exist.
Stein says he enjoyed establishing new friendships throughout his campaign. He says his opponent ran a predictable race and expects a predictable outcome from her in the next 2 years. Both candidates will go their separate ways now that the race is over. Wilson says she can't wait to get back to work.
You know, I do have goals right away to get going on, and one of them, of course, is the Alaska Transportation Infrastructure Fund. I want to reestablish that for the state because that we have to plan for the future, and that's a good step.
Wilson says economic development, the Alaska Marine Highway System, fisheries, and tourism are also on her to-do list. As for Stein, he's going to shift his focus back on Sitka.
Well, I guess I go back to growing a beard and wearing a hat, adding everything I can to making Sitka a better place to live. I've got a lot of pride and affection for my community, and I look forward to making this a better place to live.
According to the Alaska Division of Elections, there was a 41% voter turnout in House District 2 on election night. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.